It is well known that with VBS comes a lot of volunteers. So we want to personally thank all those who volunteered in various ways here at the church, either corralling the kids or doing music or being part of a play or donating food and that type of stuff. We just want to stop and we want to thank you for that. So with that in mind, we're going to introduce to you the coach today, Ben Neff. He's too busy giving somebody a hug. Ben Neff is our coach today. And come on up, Ben. Oh, you're not a coach, you're a referee?
I don't know what I am.
Okay. This is the guy that kind of held everything or kind of coordinated everything. So to start our program today, you got your whistle. You going to blow in this?
No.
Okay.
Purposely did not use a whistle this week because their ears would have been about, the volunteers wouldn't be volunteering anymore.
Wouldn't be volunteering anymore. Okay, we're going to pray and then the kids are going to come on in. So let's pray. Father, we thank you for your love for us and this time that we come together. We thank you for this time of Bible school. And Lord, we just pray that you continue to be with us in all that we do. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. One of the mission projects of Bible School was Operation Christmas Child. While they're coming in, we're going to show you a little video about Operation Christmas Child. Also, one of the offerings we're going to have today goes to them. So go ahead and show the video.
It starts with a simple gift that carries a powerful message that God loves you and your greatest journey is still to come. It's Operation Christmas Child.
The power of a simple gift. We know here at Operation Christmas Child that God can take the shoebox that you have filled and that He can take that box and He can use it to transform lives.
For more than 18 years, Operation Christmas Child has been reaching children in over 130 countries with gift-filled shoeboxes and the gospel.
When they receive a box, it is a message of the gospel because the box tells them that Jesus loves them. The opening of the box tells them of the hidden treasures that are in God's love and in the relationship that they will have with Jesus Christ.
Operation Christmas Child is just like no other project. You got kids that received absolutely nothing. It's been a rough year for all of them. And this one moment in time,
you can just see things that we take for granted every day can change a kid's life.
I see glory in their eyes, I see joy in their spirits, and you hear expressions of, oh, I wanted this all the time. I never had this.
What's the best?
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
During the week, we collected towards an offering for Operation Christmas Child, many of you are familiar with if you've come to VBS. So they're getting situated. And we collected $423 and some odd change for that. So, yeah. So we will, then what's awesome is up to a certain amount, we haven't hit it yet, I'll tell you, somebody is offering a matching gift. So all of that is doubled. And we're going to actually take an offering today, and then we'll have an envelope in here that says Operation Christmas Child, okay? And so you'll have an opportunity then if you want to give to the ministry. It obviously puts joy in the hearts of kids and really spreads the gospel to those that are hurting and need that. So that'll be during our offering time if you want to so give. If you don't currently go to Mount Tabor, we don't expect you to do anything, so I just want to say that up front. We're not here to take anyone's money. We're here to just spread the love of God, and fortunately we've been blessed here. Okay. So how are we doing? Okay. So keep stretching. Okay. Well, maybe I'll just start talking about what we did. All right, so we had an average, this is crazy, we averaged over 100 kids a night at VBS. All right, yeah. And even more awesome is we averaged over 40 adults, all right? So at least by age, you know, we had almost a two-to-one ratio to keep track of kids. And some of you, I can't imagine what you deal with every day. All right, I have four kids of my own, but I mean, some of you, we were chasing them all over the place, and we were thinking, you got your hands full, some of you. So we are welcome to give you that and happy to give you that break for the week of VBS. So we do hope you enjoy those few hours of freedom that you got there. Okay. And now I think we're ready to start here with our program. First and second grade, I think you're going to sit down. Third and fourth, sit down too. Yeah. Well, if they got room. Okay. We'll go ahead and take our offering here. And so I'll pray here. And then we'll do a little transition here where you're going to hear from the preschool and the kindergarten, and then you'll hear from the bigger kids. So let's go ahead and pray. All right. Dear Lord, we thank you for this time to gather here. We thank you for all these wonderful kids. And you say, let the children come, and there are many of them. And we pray that as we put this offering forward, that really this offering is about them and the next generation. We pray that you would bless that offering, and you would help this church to be filled even more so as the years to come with the offering that we have. And the 100 would be a small week of VBS, and we would have even more kids amongst us. And we pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.
God's love is, what a treasure we are holding. Nothing else compares to this, knowing we are His. What great love the Father has given us, that we should be called His children. What great love the Father given us, that we should be called His children. What great love. What a gift Jesus is. What a treasure just to know Him. Nothing else compares to this, knowing we are His. What great love the Father has given us, that we should be called His children. What great love the Father has given us, that we should be called His children. What great love. We are held in the arms of our God and King. We are His for all of eternity. What great love the Father has given us, that we should be called His children. What great love the Father has given us, that we should be called His children. What great love. What great love.
This is the Jesus Loves Me song. Everybody sing along. This is the Jesus Loves Me song. Everybody sing along. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. This is the Jesus Loves Me song. Everybody sing along. This is the Jesus Loves Me song. Everybody sing along. Jesus loves me, yes I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. The Bible tells me so. The Bible tells me so.
Listeners. So think this is tougher than what Pastor Darwin has to do because you have these beady little eyes just squirming behind you. And I'm like, so I'm supposed to give a quick overview of the week to you. And so I better stick to that. It's probably better than the preschool. If you help the VBS, would you please stand? So you can thank these people who have put a lot of time in. So we have a list full of people that have helped. Up and down this list here, it shows us all the people that have given help. And many hands make light work. So I know there's years I've had to do more, and it certainly is stressful. But when you have people step up and they fill in where needed, it's greatly appreciated along the way. And it's nice to know that some people have done the same thing a long time, and so they get really good at it. And it's really, really a blessing. You have a little treat somewhere in the back, I guess, from what I was told from Nicole. So, huh? Kitchen? Oh, okay. It's in the kitchen. So you can go get that there, whatever that is. I don't even know. But that's there. And then also, big hand, our directors are Nicole Tong and Brenda Stose. If you could give them a hand as well. They put a lot of time in. So, you know, from the work to getting this to be as beautiful of a stage, certainly just to make it fun and exciting for the kids takes hours and hours and hours and hours and hours of time. So I have the easy job where I just show up at the beginning and end. The kids think I'm like a famous person or something. So, but I'm Ben Neff, and I was the director here, or the assembly leader, not director, for the time here. And our theme was Game On, of course. And sports are an exciting thing for us. And in our culture today, we may differ on what sport we like, but I really know few people who don't have a sport. And we debated on social media. It's all over our TV. We debated at dinner tables about who's the greatest and so forth. Of course, my conversations are short because I'm a Browns fan, so I don't really enter those conversations very much anymore. But, you know, lots of people get to talk about their team and say good things about them and so forth. But it's a perfect theme for VBS because, really, when our hearts are captured by something, it's captured because God put it there. And sports actually capture the heart of what God has put in us because we love the thrill of victory, and we love to see sometimes the agony of defeat of because we know that there's a greater victory that occurs in Jesus. And so that's what's so neat about this theme here. We didn't just talk about sports. We talked about a lot of important things. There's so many pressures today. You know, adults, you're juggling busy schedules, paying bills, all right, getting people ran from here to there and everywhere, and you have these pressures. And our kids here, sometimes we don't realize that there wasn't always this much pressure on them, and they have pressure to perform in school. They have pressure to perform on the athletic field. You know, they have to be an all-star by the time they're, you know, in kindergarten, all right, and they have the recruiting class getting the letters of intent maybe sent out by the time they're in third and fourth grade, you know. So maybe a little bit exaggerated, but there's a lot of pressure. There's pressure to perform in music or whatever it is. And so they feel a lot of pressure, too, as well. And so we really like providing a place to talk about what God really has for us. So our theme verse, though, God knowing everything we face, it says, is His divine power has given us everything required for life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. 2 Peter 1:3. All right? And so... And it talks about, well, He wants to bless us not in this life, but also the next. Not just in this life, but also the next. Now, the first night, we talked about, let's see how good our memory is. Anyone remember Jesus? Anyone remember? I'm looking at the big kids. Very first night. I'd be impressed if anyone can get this. That's like, you know, forever ago. Jesus cares about us. Very good. Yes. So that was the first one. And what specific story did we talk about? You're on the spot. What was this? What was the story about? Sheep, specifically a lost sheep, and the beautiful picture that God cares about each and every one of us, and that He left the 99 to come and find that one little lost sheep, and it just shows how much He cares about. Second night, we talked about, all right, Jesus gives us hope, yes. Jesus gives us hope, and we talked about a specific story in the Bible there. Who can remember that? What was the story we talked about? Jesus gives us hope? Yeah, no one knows. Okay, so we really got it. You might have to review with them. All right, so we talked about the story of this guy who was dead, remember? He said, came up to him, he says, Lazarus, come out. Right? And so we talk about the hope that we have with the resurrection of Lazarus and Jesus showing the power over death. The next thing we talked about was Jesus helps me believe, yes. And we talked about a guy who doubted. Do you remember the name of the guy who doubted? Thomas was our doubter. And so it's, you know, one thing I tell people when I've worked with youth and youth ministry, God isn't scared of your doubts. And it's okay to doubt, and Thomas doubted. And Jesus said, okay, you have doubts, and he met him right there. And he says, here's my hands, here's my side, here, you can see. And then we bless, though, those who believe, who didn't touch, you know, didn't actually see me. And we are these people that are blessed. We believe that that truly happened, that Jesus rose from the dead, that he died, and he rose from the dead. And these people that proclaimed this message, it was true. And we believe that that's what hope we have, that he really rose from the dead. And we have that story of Thomas there, third or fourth day, and Jesus, this would be our most famous song ever, too, Jesus loves me, of course. And we really, this was an interesting one. We talked about his good friend, somebody said it, John, right? And so, and that Jesus chose us. John and his 12 disciples, this is one of the things that always amazes me, is like, Jesus is the rabbi. He was one of the elite rabbis of his day. You know, he was up and coming. He was choosing his followers. And so instead of picking all the elites of his day, he went and picked stinky fishermen, dirty tax collectors, all right? You know, he picked all sorts of, like, people that really weren't on the up and up. And I'm like, hey, good for me, all right? So I know when I played basketball, I had front row seats. All right? So I had the best seat in the house. I know that, okay? But I wasn't front and center, and I wasn't the first and foremost that the coach called on, you know, when I was this tall and everything. And you know, so I had to jump to hit their kneecaps. It wasn't good. But it was the fact that God chose, just like the lost sheep, he chose each and every one of us, no matter too short, too tall, too big, too small, whatever it was, he chose us. And we want these kids to know that he chose us and wants to be with us. And the last one, Jesus gives me...
kids that have those questions, you'll meet them. I'll pray if the Holy Spirit is working on them, they will come into relationship with you. I pray for any of the people here that are coming watching that do not know you, that they would enter that relationship and ask those questions as well. I pray for a great worship time to end here, and it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. All right. Okay, let's get on with the show.
Like sheep have gone astray, everybody wants to go their own way, but Jesus knows our every move, and he came to rescue me and you. Our God proves his love for us. Of our God.
our Mount Tabor 2018 VBS program. Yay! All right. Certainly was a lot of fun. Couple of announcements here. We need regular tenders, I'll put with strong backs, to help tear down all the chairs on the east side. So those of you that attend Mount Tabor and can, we need to tear this side so we can set up for the carnival. And then round tables will be moved over here as an eating area as well. Okay. Those of you, so kids, listen good closely. If you haven't been here before, you'll know we have a carnival though. There's little games that we play in here, and you'll get a bag after you eat, okay? They're back there by Pastor Darwin, okay? And so you'll get a bag after you eat. All right, carnival workers, congratulations. You get to eat first in line, okay? There's a few of you. Where are you at, carnival workers? Okay, so thanks for volunteering, I know. Servant-hearted, cough, cough. No, yeah, so they get to eat first. Guests, don't be shy. You get to eat second, and then Mount Tabor people will follow after that. So we're glad you're here. We do. If you don't have a home church, we certainly welcome you to come out and join us more than this Sunday. So I'm going to pray here, and then we get to eat. Okay. All right. Dear Lord, we thank you for this VBS time. We thank you that so many wonderful people we've been able to meet and interact with. We pray now that you would bless this food and nourish our bodies and bless these kids as they head out and with all the pressures of the world upon them and the parents as well. And we pray a special blessing on them. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Amen. Okay. So parents, come get your kids. You guys stay put. All right. So... All right, so we have some kids. Come get your kids. Thank you.